By the end of this video, you'll question everything you know about your identity, yourself, your past, and who you are becoming. So imagine this then. You wake up one day and every cell in your body has been replaced overnight. Are you still the same person who fell asleep? Let's take this further. What if you change your job, your city, your appearance, your beliefs? At what point do you stop being you? This is, and we've talked about this before, the Ship of Theseus paradox, an ancient thought experiment that focuses on or forces us to question the very nature of identity and change. We'll look at how this applies to our own lives, our personal growth, and why understanding this is pretty crucial for navigating change. So let's just recap on the Ship of Theseus paradox of change. Greek philosopher Plutarch tells the story of the Ship of Theseus. Over time, as the planks of wood on the ship rot and are replaced, the ship gradually rebuilds or is rebuilt piece by piece. Eventually, every single part has been swapped. The question is then, is it still the same ship? And then let's go a step further. What if someone gathered all the discarded original planks and rebuilt the ship elsewhere? Which one is the real Ship of Theseus? This paradox isn't just about the ancient vessel, it's a metaphor about you. Every day we replace a piece of our identity. Might be our beliefs, our surroundings, our appearance, our memories. We constantly rebuild ourselves. So let's explore this through real life examples. What about the mirror test? You could stand in front of the mirror and ask yourself, is this the same person I was 5 years ago? You might have changed jobs. Are you still in the same profession? If you've lost weight or built muscle, is the body still yours? If you've gone through trauma or growth, is your mind still the same? If you've moved cities, left old friends behind, or adopted new habits, or started a new hobby, has the original you disappeared? Imagine if someone was to meet you for the first time today. Would they recognize the person you were 5 years ago? At what point do we stop being the same? So change is inevitable then, but what remains? Everything in life is subject to change, and yet we still feel like the same person deep inside. But why is that? Every cell within your body is replaced. The physical you from a decade ago no longer exists, yet your essence remains. Maybe it's your mindset. The beliefs you hold as a teenager are probably different than they are now. But does that mean that your younger self was somehow someone else entirely? What if you've moved to another country and you have immersed yourself in a new culture? Do you become a different person, or do you just adapt with the same person you currently are? What about your appearance? Maybe you've shaved your head, maybe you've grown your hair, maybe you've got a tattoo, maybe you've changed the style of your clothing. Has your identity changed, or just the way that you express it? So the paradox suggests that while the external parts of us may change, there is something deeper, an essence, a soul, a consciousness that remains unchanged. But what if that isn't true? Are we ever truly the same person? Let's say you have a childhood best friend. You haven't seen them in 15 years. If you met today, would they recognize you beyond the face? Or maybe you them? Maybe their humor is different. Maybe their values have shifted. Maybe their experiences have reshaped their perspective. And yet you still call them by the same name. The world sees us as a continuous self, even when we are completely different from who we were. This brings up a key point. Are we holding on to fixed ideas of ourselves when in reality we are in a constant state of evolution? So understanding the ship of Theseus paradox can change how we approach our own lives. We fear change because we fear losing ourselves, but what if change is not a loss but an upgrade? If we're always replacing parts of ourselves, then why not replace them with better ones? Better habits, better thoughts, better environments, better skills. If the old parts of you have been replaced, why are we clinging to past mistakes and past pieces of the ship? You are not the person who made them. Because you can decide who you want to become. If the entire ship is rebuilt, then it's a new ship, isn't it? And you can do that with yourself. This is the Phoenix effect. In mythology, and you probably know this from Harry Potter, the Phoenix is a bird that bursts into flames and is reborn from its own ashes. What if we saw our lives this way? Instead of fearing change, we embrace transformation. Instead of holding on to old identities, we shed them willingly. So ask yourself, if I could rebuild my life from scratch, what parts would I keep? Which parts would I let go of? At the end of the day, you are a work in progress. And by the end of this, you should be wondering, if I am constantly changing, then who I am, or who am I really? You are the builder of your own ship. You get to decide which parts stay, which parts go, and what kind of you sails forward. Change isn't something to fear, it's only a reason to grow. The question is then, who are you becoming? And what does the new ship look like?